Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, and that will be spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. So I hold global, virtual, and group and family workshops on leaving that imprint. I will help you understand just how important it is to rise above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the things that are stressing, that plagues our nation today. So if that's you, you know, thank you for tuning in. Yes, this show is also known as Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So again, I thank you for tuning in. You will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here on this show. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. Y-O-U. That's right. You see, you own your own uniqueness. This is my story, and I'm sticking with it. So today, we're in a new year, and I want to say Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. I have been with this show now for 4 years. Oh my goodness, 4 years. So today, what I will be sharing with you, because we are in a new year, I want to share with you on embracing deceptions and conquering deliverance. Embracing deceptions as you conquer deliverance. You're probably like, what are you talking about, Betty Speaks? What are you speaking about? Listen, this is a new year, and we need to start embracing the obvious, embracing the truth, and stay away from the lies and the things that are not pointing us in the right direction. So, and we can conquer that. We can deliver ourselves from that. All too often, we follow our feelings. We follow our heart. If we follow the things that feel right, so we'll do it. We actually make getting our feel good, and then it could be a feel wrong. So those are embracing deception, embracing the obvious. And it can be not just you. It doesn't have to, even Christians do it. You can examine the overtaking of your mind. If you are a believer, if you have spiritual beliefs, or even if you don't. So truth is, like I said before, deceptions are based on feelings, you know, and it's presented to you in a number of ways. You may follow your feelings. You may follow your heart. You may feel it right it may feel right, so you do something. You know, those can be deceptions. It may feel good, and you're thinking it can't be wrong. That can be a deception. And you might say, give me an example. What about falling in love with someone? You know, what about being in relationships that are not for you? What about going places that you think that you already know in your heart that you shouldn't go to these places, but you do it anyway? So I'm going to speak to you today from a biblical point of view. I have outlined it, Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. But I also want to let you know that that Christians know that feelings are not reliable. As a Christian, we know that that's not reliable. I love reading the book of Proverbs, and Proverbs 3 and 5, you know, that's why we check everything against the word. When you take a look at Proverbs 3 and 5, honestly, you'll begin to see where you lie as a Christian. And I'm going to see if I can pull that up just a second, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on to your own understanding. Then you will find favor and high regards in the sight of God and not man. So you're going to trust in God and not in your own self. So you could find favor in him. That's basically what Proverbs 3 and 5 tells us to do. What about when it comes to love and which means approval? You are giving yourself permission to love someone. It's popular to call Christians haters simply because we don't affirm certain things or certain lifestyles, not because we've done anything unkind or hateful, but just certain lifestyles that most Christians cater to. So caring about people does not require agreeing with their lifestyle and beliefs. We're supposed to do that anyway. It's like past time that we start caring about people. It doesn't matter what their lifestyles and beliefs are. You know, as long as they are doing the golden rule of civility, be kind unto one another. If we change our beliefs to please a friend or a family member, we're choosing man over God. Did you know that? We're choosing man over God if we choose to please a friend or a family member. And I'm going to take a look everything I share with you comes from his word, Galatians. And I love the New International Version. Am I now trying to win the approval of the human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. So you have to look at that. That's Galatians 1 and 10. Who are you trying to please? People or God? Those are spiritual beliefs. So I want you to take a look at that. You know, again, we're talking about embracing deception and conquering deliverance. So we're delivering ourselves right now. And then the next thing I want to share with you is that you can, another deception is you can be anything you want to be. No, you can't. We all have different skill sets, different levels of intelligence, different capabilities, and different opportunities that were there for just us. God has given each of us a purpose and limitations. So when you look in the book of Ephesians 2 and 10 and 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 18, I know that it's long. You will find out what God has given to us, you know. And I would do Ephesians 2 and 10 just briefly because I want you to know that for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for each and of us to do. I love when he said, it is done, not by works so that no one can can boast. No one has to boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God's prepared in advance as our own way of life. You got that. I'm reading straight out of the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. That's where it came from. These are popular sayings that are definitely deceptive, and they come from human wisdom, not God's wisdom. So you'll find that in the book of Colossians. That's actually in 2 Colossians 2 and 8. If we believe them, they will lead us away from God's purposes in our lives. So I wanted to just come on briefly today and talk to you about embracing deception and conquering deliverance from them. It doesn't matter what you're going through in life, what man is telling you, look at it as being deceptive, what you can and cannot do, what you should or should not do. Always follow what is in the Bible, that basic information before leaving earth. You have to follow it, honestly. That's why I base most of my speakings on what thus says his word, because that's how you begin to overcome things in life. I want to share with you that see to it that no one takes your captive thought, hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of the world rather than on Christ. So that's what we're saying. That's straight out of his word. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. There you have it. Those are the ways to embrace deception and conquer deliverance. That has been out of the readings of Colossians 2 and 11. And I am not just saying things to you because of who I am. I'm saying things to you because I want you to overcome battles by being strong and courageous. So again, I say to you, Happy New Year. We're in 2023. 2 + 2 + 3 = 7. And this is the year of completion. So complete those deceptive thinking in order that you may be delivered from them in 2023. So we'll see you again, or we will speak again. Again, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. Feel free to leave a comment and embrace this radio station that I have been on for 4 years now. Happy New Year's to each and every one of you.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.